The Medrash at the beginning of Parashas Achrimos, as the Torah Kadosha discusses the death of Nadav and Avihu, the Bnei Aaron, says Kivin Shenichnasu Shnei Pumosa the Nura Ben Chaitmeim Shal Nadav Avihu, as two flames of fire entered the nostrils of Nadav and Avihu, Amru Malach Esharas Lofnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Malachim said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam. Lama karata l'Yisrael sayam. The Malachim asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why did you do this incredible nace of Kriyas Yamsuf for Klai Yisrael? Honor Sarafa HaKadosh, so the holiest of the holy Malachim responded, Hashivenu Hashem Elecha v'nashuva chadei shemenu kekedem. A very, very difficult medrash to understand. The Mefarshim, the medrash, the Rishonim, discuss many different reasons why Nadav and Avihu were taken away. And one of the reasons was that the Medrash says that Nadav and Avihu refused to get married. They said, Ubanim lo yihayu lahem. And the Gemara Masech, the Yevamos Daf Samech Dalet Amud says, Ubanim lo yihayu lahem, because they never got married. They refused to get married. There are various understanding of that. One pshat is that they felt that there's no one good enough for them. There are those that say that they felt, how could they get married and have families and do what is necessary to support the family and live with a family when they're the Shnei Bnei Aaron that are going to be the leaders of Klal Yisrael, they're the Shnei Bnei Aaron that enter the Beis Hamikdash. But actually, that is a very incorrect approach to life. Because as we know, unfortunately, people are not here forever. And therefore the question, of course, comes up. A person works so, and does so much in life, particularly in his Avodas Hashem, but in all aspects of life. And life is unfortunately all too short. The answer is, the Gemara Masecht Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Tez Zayin Amun Aleph teaches us, Kol Hamniach Ben Kamaisai, if somebody leaves over children on the same, who are on the same level as he is, Kilo Leimes, it's as if he continues to live forever. So Kozman, as Ma'azar B'chaim, as we know the Torah says, by Yaakov Avinu, just like Yaakov Avinu's descendants continue to live, Afhu B'chaim, Yaakov Avinu continues to live. Nadav and Avihu made that mistake. Nadav and Avihu did not realize that they are the life is not just for yourself. We're here to live on. And the way we live on and the way we have eternity is by having children and continuing that kind of a life. So actually, when Klal Yisrael were in Mitzrayim, we know that they were supposed to be in Mitzrayim for 400 years. And they were only in Mitzrayim 210 years. And that is also a question that so many different answers are given. But I saw that there's a medrash that says that the Malachim came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please help, please take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael should not remain in Mitzrayim one more moment. Because if Klal Yisrael remains in Mitzrayim one more moment, they will fall into the Nun Sharei Tumah, they'll fall into the lowest level that a person could be, and there won't be any hope for them and for their future generations. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he saw and heard what the Malachim said to him, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're right. So it turns out that the entire Yetzias Mitzrayim, particularly the fact that we left Mitzrayim earlier, so much earlier, 190 years earlier than we were supposed to, was only because of future generations. And if not for that type of thinking, that everything when we think about Klal Yisrael is not just about ourselves, but it's also thinking about the future generations, then maybe we would have just stayed in Mitzrayim. And that's pshat in the Medrash. The Medrash teaches us, when Nadav and Avihu passed away, and as we are explaining, they passed away because they never got married. So the Medrash says, is that a reason? The Medrash itself is asking, is that enough of a reason that they should die early? So the Medrash tells us, well, look back to Yetzias Mitzrayim, where the Malachim said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lama Karata La Yisrael Asayam, why did you already split the sea? It isn't yet the time for Yetzias Mitzrayim. And what did the Sarafi HaKadosh answer? Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha V'neshuva Chadish Yemeinu K'kedem. We need to think about the future generations, and if they won't be taken out now immediately from Mitzrayim, those future generations will not be able to be here serving Hashem. And Nadav and Avihu, says the Medrash, did not learn that lesson. Because they didn't learn that lesson, that's why they were punished the way that they were punished. I saw that the Ksav Sofer takes this pshat, that Nadav and Avihu passed away, as the Pasuk says, V'yomis Nadav and Avihu, Bonim Lo Yehoyalahem, that Bonim Lo Yehoyalahem is an explanation for Mesu. The reason they passed was because Bonim Lo Yehoyalahem, they didn't have children. What was their mistake? They thought that a person is here just for Avodas Hashem. But the truth of the matter is, that's just the opposite. The Gemara Masechta Nedarim, Daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis, teaches us, Mi Shein Leibonim, someone who doesn't have children, Nikra Meis. Achre Moish Shnei B'nei Haran. Because in this world they were Meisim. A person that lives without a family in this world is already considered Meisim. And therefore, they were passed away, because the lesson is, without that, there is no life. And I think, perhaps, that this week, this Parshas Achrei Mos is also where we learned the pasuk that v'shmatem es chukosai v'smishpotei asher yaso osam adam v'chai behem v'ani Hashem. And this pasuk is the basis for halacha v'chai behem v'lo shiyomus behem, that a person is obligated to do whatever it takes v'chai behem, as all the mitzvahs in the Torah and all the averus in the Torah are set aside, besides the Gimel Averus Chamuris, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, and Shvichas Damim, they're all pushed away just for Chai Behem. So a person should be able to continue living, even if it's a moment of life, even as the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, as the Shulchan Aruch teaches us, even it's for Chai Yishah, for a moment of life. What is the lesson? The lesson is that the Torah is teaching us, our objective and our reason to be here is v'chai b'hem, to live a life, a normal life, a family life, and to have with children and with everything else that comes with v'chai b'hem, to teach us that that's what is expected of us. V'chai b'hem, live your normal life, and because, as we said, by living your normal life and building family, that is the nitzchius. That creates the eternity of Klal Yisrael, that Am Yisrael will continue forever. And that is what is the most primary goal of us. And that was the mistake that Nadav and Avihu made, and the Torah tells us that we should not make, but rather we should v'chai b'hem, we should all live with Hatzlacha, and live and be able to build wonderful families.